In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, it's First Friday today, and as usual on First Fridays, today we remember the Sacred Heart of Jesus and do reparation for our sins. Because our Lord's precious blood came out from his Sacred Heart when he hung on the cross, our Lord was suffering, and also Our Lady was suffering with him. So therefore, as every Christian should realize, it was the sins of the world which made Jesus die on the cross. So all of us need to do reparation, that is, to do some good or penitential acts so that we can satisfy and ask some forgiveness for our sins and those of the sins of others. And today I'll tell you about Francisco Marto, who was one of the three Fatima children, and how he and his life was a heroic life of penance and reparation, even though he was only 10 years old when he died. So Francisco Marto, he was born in the big family. He was the eighth child, born on the June 11th in 1908 to the Marto family in Fatima, Portugal. Francisco's father, Pedro, he was a good and pious man, the most respected person in the area. And Pedro said that his son, Francisco, was always very brave. He would go out at night alone in the dark without any sign of fear. Francisco played with lizards and snakes and would roll them around a stick. And fearlessly, he also hunted foxes and moles. But Francisco was also an easy child and a model of obedience. He was always kind and pleasant, and he would play with all the children without showing any preference, and he never quarreled with anyone. He had his little faults, as all the children have. Francisco was sometimes a little bit too easygoing, and sometimes he found prayer a little too time-consuming. But all that changed when he and his sister Jacinta and their cousin Lucia saw Our Lady appearing at Fatima in 1917. When she, that is Our Lady, said that Francisco must say many rosaries so that she could take him to heaven, he answered, "Oh, my dear Our Lady, I will say as many rosaries as you want." After the apparitions, Francisco became the boy of reparation and consolation. When the three Fatima children saw hell in a vision, it affected them all in a different manner. Jacinta, she started to think how to convert sinners and save them from hell, while Francisco seemed now to think only how to console Our Lord and Our Lady, who had seemed so sad over all the horrible things which the people of the world were doing. Francisco said, "I want to console Our Lord. Don't you remember how sad Our Lady was the last month when she said not to offend Our Lord, because he was much offended already? I want to console Our Lord first and then convert the sinners so that they won't offend him anymore." Francisco was truly a child of consoling reparation, that is, wanting to please and comfort Our Lord in his agony over the sins of the world. Lucia and Jacinta noticed that after this vision of hell, Francisco, wanting to pray alone, frequently left the company of the two girls. When they asked him what he was doing, he showed them his rosary. If they insisted with him to come to play with them, he answered, Don't you remember that Our Lady said that I must pray many rosaries? And if the girls asked why he did not pray with them, he answered, I'd rather pray alone to think and to console our Lord. He is so sad. Sometimes the girls found him absorbed in thought behind a small wall. Asking him what he was doing, he answered he was thinking our Lord and all the sins that make him unhappy and how he could comfort him. And when he got pneumonia, Francisco continued to sacrifice himself now in sickness. Lucia wrote about him, he suffered with heroic patience, never letting a single complaint or moan escape. He drank everything his mother gave him, and I could never tell if anything repulsed him. I asked him one day, a little before he died, Francisco, do you suffer much? Yes, I suffer, he answered, but I suffer everything for the love of our Lord and our Lady. Francisco died to his illness on April the 4th, 1919, when he was only 10 years old. Dear children, the life of this heroic boy truly shows that we can all console our Lord in his sufferings on the cross. And we console him, first of all, of course, to think about him, how much it hurt him to suffer on the cross because of us and the sins of other people. And we can also console him by prayer. If you have a good friend, you love to talk with him and spend much time with him. And same it should be with Jesus. You want to spend much time with him in the church, and you want to often talk to him in prayer. And like the life of Francisco show, even little children can do penance, and even little children can console our Lord. You children, you can do much penance that in the way that whenever you have some setback, whenever you have some sorrow, or whenever you are ill, you sacrifice your suffering to the Sacred Heart. It's always much more consoling to suffer if you have somebody to console you, like your mother or your father or your good friend. You should be good friends with Jesus, children, and you should want to console him and suffer with him like little Francisco did. And lastly, you want to also show to our dear Jesus that you are not like one of those cruel men who crucified him, and you are not one of those who only care about themselves or only go after sin. You want to do good deeds, children, in this life to the others and to your neighbors and most of all to God. If you live a life like this, like Francisco, and saying your prayers and talking to our Lord to a friend, and if you visit him often in the church, and if you do good deeds to please your mother, Mary, in heaven, you will also be coming one of his children. Little Francisco was happy to die because he knew that Our Lady was waiting for him in heaven, and that she could not wait that she, like a true mother, could receive him in heaven. No matter how long or no matter how short your life ends up to be, if you live a life of reparation, prayer, and visits to our Lord, you also will be welcomed by Our Lady in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.